I came home in Tulsa, in Coweta, where we live. I came home several days, but this particular day, you know, in construction work, I was helping. At this particular time, I was helping a man that he finally sold his business out to me. He finally sold out, and I bought him out. But this particular day, I was coming home, and I need to work real bad, but the house just wasn't quite ready. It's those that's in construction work that build housing, brick housing, do that. They, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they're just not ready to start. And I had some needs that were pressing pretty good. And I told this years back, but it better repeating. And the pressure was on. Anybody ever had any pressure on? Nah, none of you never had been on the pressure, huh? How many children we had at that time? Five. Because Michelle wasn't born at that time. And the pressure on. I came home and I was confessing the word. I was standing all I knew. And the devil kept messing. And I did what I knew. I laid my Bible down in the floor, because I had told the Lord I was standing on the word. I laid my Bible down on the floor and stepped up on it. I said, Lord, I'm standing on the floor. I was standing on it. I was literally standing on my Bible. But I want you to know God brought us through every one of you. Under pressure, you're tempted, and now watch it. You're tempted, the devil will tempt you to say and do something that's contrary to the word of God. And when you learn to trust and rest, so why should I worry? It's going to be taken care of. I can't see it, but I'm trusting. I'm believing God said it, and he can't lie. So that gives my heart what? Assurance, confidence. And I enter into peace. And I don't have a worry, because God can't lie to me. And in the midst, I do what? Give thanks. And while I'm doing that, he's moving. Angels are moving. Hallelujah. And working on somebody that got the answer to my need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's already said what he will supply all my need. So, seek peace and pursue it. Don't let the worry, don't let the wrong word trip you. Proverbs 12:13-14. Y'all put that up. Proverbs 12. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. You see that? But the just shall do what? Come out of trouble. Woo! Did y'all hear that? And see what you do, you take these words and you write them down, you keep them, you go back and feed them. And this is where faith comes. This is how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. The just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied. How? A man shall be satisfied with good by what? The fruit of his woe now. So you see why the devil and circumstances that he brings up and present, trying to pressure you into saying something that God didn't say. And can't you see it now? He just told you, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Other word, what he keeps saying with his mouth, he'll hold it in his hand. I'm going to say it again. What he keeps saying with his mouth, from a convinced heart, fully persuaded heart, he will hold that in his hand. He will walk up in it and live. He will get up in it and drive. He will have it in his pocket and take it out and spend it and get what he needs. He will have the strength to get up and go from here to there and do like David said, I run through a troop and I leap over a wall. But the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Now, here we go. Here we go. A tongue is a small member, but it can cause you a lot of trouble. An undisciplined tongue, out of control tongue, talking too much tongue, with no knowledge in your heart, can cause you a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Amen. And so, you need to know that your tongue out of control is very dangerous. And you need to get control. I remember, I tell this, thank God for good wives. How many of you have been thank God for good wives? Yeah. Amen. I used to say a lot of my words, I chop them up. And my wife would, she'd get home, she'd tell me, and honestly, now listen, honestly, I was honest about it. I didn't say that. And I didn't say that. And finally, I caught myself. I heard myself. Then after I heard myself, I could correct myself. But as long as I thought I wasn't doing it, guess what? I kept doing it. And see, you can do something. This is why the word, you need a knowledge of the word. Because what you're doing can destroy you. Are y'all hearing me tonight? You think you'd be doing something right. But if you don't take time to get to know that word, listen, your heart is the only thing going to know the truth about the word of God first. Not your mind. It'll never get it. You have to renew your mind to get it to cooperate. Because it'll cause you problems all your life if you don't renew it. But your heart is what's going to believe the word and act on the word. So, listen to what it says. Proverbs 18, I'm going to read 2-3 scriptures, and I'm going to have to start closing it down. Proverbs 18:21. Listen to what it says. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. If you love talking crazy, if you love talking faith, if you love speaking like God speaks, then you're going to get the fruits. And so when the harvest come in, don't blame your neighbor down the street. You plant that crop. You planted that. You plowed it and grew it, and now it's going to come to maturity. And you start crying. Oh, we'll see here in a minute. Well, I have to pick it up next time.